Sports Girls podcast brought to you by sportstalk.ie. I'm Ger Kinnan and I'm joined this week by my co-host Denise O'Flaherty. Our special guest this week is Mairead Morrissey from Tipperary, All-Ireland Intermediate Ladies Football Champion, Munster Intermediate Champion and Division 3 Champion. Mairead, you're very welcome to the podcast. Thanks very much for joining us this week.
Thanks very much for having me on, Ger.
Mairead, you've had an unbelievable year, as I mentioned there, unbeaten this year, started off by winning the Division 3 League, then the Munster Championship, and now recently crowned All-Ireland Intermediate Champions. Has it all sunk in for you yet?
Not really, to be honest. We haven't really had time, I suppose, for it to sink in. We've been very busy, actually. Then won at the end of September there, which is great. Like, you know, I suppose we're getting great credit all over the county, great recognition. The cup is in great demand all over the county. So we're very busy. So I suppose it hasn't really sunk in yet, to be honest.
And I suppose there's so many highlights of the year, but I suppose the main highlight has to be winning the intermediate, the final in Croke Park. Did you set out at the start of the year to win all three competitions, or was the goal to win the league, or what way did it pan out for you?
Actually, we did set out at the year, funny enough, to win all three competitions. You know, we just said we'd take one step at a time. We were going kind of for the league first, you know, and hopefully we'd get there and then the Munster. But obviously the All-Ireland was always going to be our main goal, you know, and that was always at the back of your mind, like, as the year went along. But I suppose we just kind of progressed as the year went along and we kind of improved. And with the kind of high standard of training we had this year, we had a great management team this year, and things just kind of fell into place with for us. You know, I suppose we played Wexford in the league final, and we went to a replay, and we bet them in the replay, just barely bet them. They had a very good team this year, Wexford. I suppose then we played Clare in the Munster final, who also had quite a strong team. And, you know, funnily enough, we were down by about 10 points at half time in that game, and we came back to win it, like. You know, so it just shows that the kind of spirit that was within the team this year. And then, I suppose, went on to win the All-Ireland. Yeah, but I suppose winning the All-Ireland was definitely the highlight.
Yeah, you talked about the spirit of the team there. That was a real, from my point of view, it was really noticeable. It was a real togetherness about the team. It was a great mix of younger and maybe older, more experienced players like yourself. And like you said, a brilliant management team. Tell us a bit more about the management team. Shane Ronan came in as manager this year. He would have experience with Cork.
Yes.
And then Elaine Hart was a selector as well. Isn't that right?
Yes, an excellent management team. I suppose the four lads, you had Shane Ronan as the manager, you had Alan O'Connor there, who would be very experienced also, has been with a lot of teams in Tipperary and club teams as well. You had Elaine Hart, who is a 9-time All-Ireland winner with Cork, and also Tony Smith, who was also involved with teams, a lot of club teams in Tipperary over the years. I suppose the main thing is about the lads is they really complemented each other, and they were a very good mix, I felt. And, you know, I suppose that reflects in into the team and the attitude of the team. You know, we all respected them, and it was kind of a mutual respect between the team and the management, and it just worked very well and blended very well together. But I suppose with Alan's and Shane's training, standard of training then, and what Shane brought from his experience being with Cork, made all the difference this year, definitely.
And just talking about the management there, just before I let Denise in on a question, I read a quote from Shane there recently, just after winning the All-Ireland. He was talking, and you can let me know if this is true or not, that they met at the start of the year and made a decision that you weren't going to train midweek, that you're just going to train at the weekends to keep the thing fresh. I thought that was very unusual. Is that true?
I've never heard of that for a county team, but I know it worked. But you see, the thing is, Geraldine, within the team, you see, there was a lot of, like you said earlier, there was a lot of young girls, right? And then there was a kind of a gap, and there was a good few experienced girls, I suppose. So from the point of view of the management, like, all the girls, the younger girls who are in college, right, they're playing O'Connor Cup, like, and they're training hard during the week with the colleges and playing matches during the college during the week. And then I suppose with the more experienced players, you don't want to be flogged to death earlier in the year either. So what we did was we trained on a Friday and a Sunday up to May, And then at the beginning of May, obviously, we started training then midweek. And, well, like, we would have had our programs to do during the week. It's not as if we weren't training. Like, all the girls weren't in college would have been doing their own training during the week. And, like, you know, everyone would do it, like, and we'd meet up in groups maybe if we had to do the gym work and everything. You know what I mean? It's not like we didn't train.
Yeah.
But we weren't flogged earlier in the year, you know, and we were definitely fresh, like, and it definitely worked.
Yeah, I thought it was very interesting. I'm wondering what other counties...
Yeah.
Adopt that he made the point that freshness and how it's shown in the end against Tyrone that you looked the fresher team.
Definitely, and it's just especially with the girls playing in college, like there's a lot expected of them, like, you know, because it's taken very seriously nowadays in the last few years, I suppose, the college competitions, like, you know, so I suppose, yeah, it was definitely a good idea.
And then you were free, I suppose, to go to your clubs a bit as well and
definitely,
like to go back
kept everyone happy.
Excellent,
yeah, and kept everyone happy, yeah, definitely.
Mairead, with a lot of senior counties regrading this year, did you find the All-Ireland was tougher to win this year than it was in 2008 when you won it last?
Difficult to say. No, I wouldn't think so. Like, I felt that, you know, 2008 was difficult to win as well. Like, you know, it's always hard to win in All-Ireland, you know what? Whatever you go about, it's never easy. But definitely, I suppose, this year, thinking about Tyrone, yeah, we were wary of them, you know, knowing that they had come down from the senior level. And, you know, the last time we played them was in 2010, I suppose, and they gave us a bit of a hiding that year. So, you know, I suppose we were, that was definitely at the back of our mind. No, we knew they were good, like, and they were probably... that had played the experience of playing a senior, you know, just a few years ago. But no, I don't think either, I don't think it was harder or easier than 2008. I think it's always hard to win in All-Ireland, and I think the competition in 2008 is just as difficult as it was this year.
Yeah, I'm from Longford, and we were once in the intermediate. You bet us back in 2013. I'm just wondering, when you look at Cavan beat you that year, but and look at how well they've gone on. Are you hoping that you can follow suit?
Yeah, definitely. You know, if you look at Cavan, and I suppose you look at the likes of Waterford, are the ones I'd be looking at closely as well and watching them. I suppose over the last 2 years, like, we've been nip and tuck with Waterford, and, you know, this is their second year at senior level, and they got to a quarter final this year and have beaten Cork and Kerry along the way. So I suppose they played in the Munster final this year, Munster senior final. I don't think we'll be completely out of our depth, you know what I mean? If all the high standards are kept in place and we've the right people in the driving seat, I think that, you know, there won't be too much out of our depth.
You mentioned Waterford. You also have Kerry. You also have Cork. Now yourselves.
Yeah.
It's going to be a very competitive Munster Senior Championship next year.
Yeah, hopefully. You know, you'd be thinking it would be anyway, you know. I suppose there is the differences between intermediate and senior are kind of the physicality and I think the speed of play and maybe the movement of the ball, the speed of the movement of the ball. But I suppose we've been even doing a bit of work on that this year, like, so, you know, I suppose Shane has a plan in his mind, like, it wasn't just a 1 year plan, like, he's building a team, building, and I suppose it was his goal to win the intermediate All-Ireland this year, but he's looking forward towards senior. And you know, he's using training methods that he wants to get up to the level of senior. Even this year, he was using those kind of training methods.
You've been around ladies football for a long time. We'll call you experienced. In Tipperary, you know, you have so many sports. They have hurling. You've obviously the men's football and the ladies football. And recently, we've seen so much with the Irish rugby team on how the ladies are treated when they want to have a part-time coach. Are the ladies in Tipperary, how do you find yourselves being treated down there? I suppose the success maybe might bring that little bit more interest in yourselves.
Definitely. Sure. Look, it's the success is the big thing, you know what I mean, to get noticed, first of all. But I think this year, whatever it is, in still Ireland this year, an awful lot of people watched the match, more than I would have imagined, I suppose. And there's a massive interest in it down here at the moment in Tipperary, and it's really growing from underage level up along to senior. And we really are getting a big recognition for winning the All-Ireland this year. It's just fantastic, I suppose, to see the level of interest in ladies football and the big attendance that was in Croke Park this year. You know, it's brilliant for women's sport in general. But we have great sponsors as well down here in Tipperary. So we've got a company called Comedia came on board, which was last year. And, you know, they've been, Jerry McGill, who was our manager last year, he was in contact with the Comedia director, and he kind of got them on board, and they stayed with us again for this year. So, you know, it's fantastic to have a great sponsor behind us, and that's definitely outstanding to us. But yeah, we're definitely getting more recognition, I suppose. Winning the All-Ireland, it definitely has helped us.
Yeah, you mentioned the crowd, and that was a fantastic crowd. You know, it was the highest attended female sporting event so far this year, and I've noticed myself even at local games now how the interest is in ladies football. Do you think it's the way it's marketed now, and also having Lidl behind is a huge thing, and that was a big thing for the GAA to bring in?
Definitely. Oh yeah, definitely the Lidl, and also the, you know, TG Carr, the work they've done for the last number of years, like. And, you know, all the different, yeah, the different marketing that's being done. There's definitely a lot more work being put into the marketing of the LGFA. And it's very positive, you know, and it's just brilliant for women at sport in general and for young girls. And I suppose parents are looking at it that way as well, and they want their daughters to be involved in something good and healthy. But, yeah, the largest attendance in 2007 was fantastic. So we're getting there, you know, it's a step in the right direction, and it's growing and building constantly, but it's excellent, yes.
And you notice even the female referees coming on now, more and more games are being reffed. Even in my own local county, we've had 5 girls that have come through the panel this year and want to get interested in football. And then your Maggie Farrelly that made the step into the men's game. So it's great that, you know, you also have that angle that if you aren't really playing football, that a female, if you have an interest in football, you can take up the refereeing course and then hopefully progress into the men's game.
Yeah, definitely. It's fantastic opportunities there for women to be involved in something. You don't necessarily have to be playing, like you can get involved in helping out at different, you know, a board level, or, you know, refereeing and helping out in many different ways you can get involved. So it's fantastic, and it's such a healthy option for ladies.
Dublin made the breakthrough finally at last this year with the ladies winning the senior final. It was a huge thing for them because for so many years they were the bridesmaids. I suppose for yourself, yeah, you know what it's like to lose a final and then also to win one.
Definitely. Look, Dublin have been knocking on the door for the last few years, and you know, I was glad for them to get there because, you know, it's difficult to take, and it's a difficult pill to swallow when you keep, you know, when you, like you said, like you're the bridesmaid. But yeah, they have excellent structure in Dublin, and, you know, they have fantastic resources there, and they're very lucky to have the same sponsor as the main in the IG. And, you know, my understanding is that they have a lot of resources, you know, available to them, similar enough to the men's team, which is excellent to hear. And, you know, they have a great manager there in Mick Bohan at the moment. I just thought they were a step above this year in their pace and their movement, and you'd know that, you know, they're a very strong team in all positions. I felt they kind of nearly overran Mayo on the day. You know, their fitness levels are immense at the moment. But yeah, they're a great team, and yeah, they'll be knocking on the door for a long time now, and eventually they got there.
You mentioned Mayo, and obviously we have to mention the great player that is Cora Staunton, and she's making the move over to Australia. What do you think of that? Is this something that, you know, a young girl in years to come, would you encourage them to go? You know, we've seen so many of the young men going over to Australia, and now Cora is doing it for herself.
Yeah, look, I'm delighted for Cora. I think it's absolutely brilliant opportunity for her, and she's been such a loyal servant to her club and her county over the years, and I'm absolutely delighted that she has got the opportunity, and she fully deserves it. You know, I played international rule series with Cora 10 years ago now, and I heard her giving an interview there a few days ago saying she'd have to get used to the tackle, which I can guarantee you she won't have any problem with that anyway. She's well able to look after herself. But yeah, I suppose it is something that's going to happen in the future, down the line. But I think it's a great opportunity for any young girl to get an opportunity to play professional sport like for a few months. Like, sure, it's fantastic. Wouldn't anyone love it?
And Maria, if you got the opportunity yourself, would you take the plunge?
I don't know.
Be guaranteed sunshine.
Oh God, I'd never leave the good weather down here in Tipperary.
We'll all move to Tipperary then.
Just go back to the Tip team this year. I suppose a lot of talk and a lot of people were very impressed by Ashley Maloney. She's a real up-and-coming star, football for a good few years. And, she's some talent. And likewise, her teammate Ashley McCarthy as well. And there must be a lot of work being done underage in ladies football, especially in Care. Is it really on the crest of a wave at the moment?
Definitely. There's been a lot of work being done in Clare. You see, Shane Ronan is teaching. He's a PE teacher there in the Cloister Dunisgig. And he's put in massive work over the years within that school. You know, there's been 12 players from the team are past pupils of the Cloister Dunisgig in Clare, which is massive. You know what I mean? When you look at it, when you're looking at the whole county as a whole, that there's 12 players come from one school. But those girls in particular, those girls have kind of a raw talent as well, you know, and a natural ability, whereas it just had to be tapped into, and developed. But, they've really developed this year into very strong players and, players that you can count on, even at such a young age, mm-hmm. which is fantastic. And that's exactly what Tipperary needed, you know.
And they played, like you said, they played with no fear this year, no matter who they came up against. When Mead came back at G, when you had to go to replay against Wexford, was there any particular standout moment in your mind that maybe said, a certain victory that was the turning point of the year for you that you said,
You'd have to say, I suppose obviously the All-Ireland, but I'd have to say the Mead match, God, holding on there at the end, my heart is in my mouth. I remember I didn't know Jeannie, we were fair close, but the relief, I suppose, of getting over the line there in the semi-final was massive, and I was absolutely just delighted to get over the line there. But, that, and I suppose winning the Munster final, all that we see, I suppose we've been unbeaten all years, which is quite unusual, I suppose, so it's just been a fantastic year all round, and it's been a very enjoyable year as well, I must say, within the camp, and everyone got very, very close, and I think that's just very important, especially in ladies' sports.
Yeah.
Marie, do you know that actually you're the only team this year to go unbeaten? Even the famous men's team in Dublin didn't go unbeaten. So it's a good feat to have.
Definitely. It's hard to believe, really, I suppose. Look, it's not something you think about. I suppose you could go, it's just all we wanted to do was get to the All-Ireland and win it. We didn't care whether we had to go in back door or whatever door. But, it is fantastic, I suppose, there to be able to say that at the end of the year that we did go and beat. Now, we had a few shaky ones, all right. But, I suppose that's how you build character and strength. You need, it's no good winning matches by cricket scores every day. You need to have, to build character and strength, I suppose, and test yourself in with those tight matches.
You mentioned 12 players coming from the same school in Tipperary, and I've noticed that in a lot of places that if a school is successful, they bring it all. But also a thing that's come into ladies football is development squads, and that's something that has helped players so much in the last few years, and it's helping bring them in from underage on.
Yeah, definitely. Look, there's fantastic initiatives happening within, ladies football in every county and all these development squads and the interest. One of the development squads has 100, girls coming, last year, I remember, up on 100 girls coming, I heard. And, they're there and they have to pick 60 or something for these squads. But, it's just fantastic to think that many girls are interested. I remember it's 20 years ago now since I started playing even on the adult level team. And, even at that time, you'd struggle to get 20, nearly, Whereas now, it's so competitive and people want to play and they want to play for their county, where it's just so different than it was, I suppose, 20 years ago.
Division 2, it's a step up, but it will give you competition and it will show you what the level is like for senior football next year as well.
Definitely. Well, look, that's definitely where you need to be if you want to compete at senior level. You have to be playing in Division 2, at least. But it's a brilliant stepping stone, definitely. Like, and those are the games that will send you to be playing those early in the year and to be able to build a panel from that. It'll be very important. And yeah, that was a very important win this year, to win Division 3. It was just as important as any other win going forward, you know.
You've had a busy year so far. How do you relax? Is there other sports that you're interested in, or do you switch off completely, you know, when you don't have training or don't have matches?
Yeah, I take a full break, I suppose, for a few weeks. But I suppose then when you're so used to moving and training and being, you know, fit, I suppose you start to feel funny after a few weeks, like if you don't really do anything. So, you know, I'd get back into doing bits and pieces myself, but not as structured, if you get me. Like, I'll go and, you know, do exercise or the gym or whatever when I kind of feel like it, I suppose. But, you know, no, I think it's very important to take a break. Definitely very, very important to take a break, especially for your body and your mind. Like, your mind needs to be fresh as well.
You're a tip woman, so lots of sport down there. Other sports that you're interested in?
Well, obviously the hurling and the football. Yeah, hurling and football, I suppose, be the main sports that I'd be interested in. You know, that's what we are bred on down here.
Isn't it amazing, though? You try to take a break from something like that, but you will always have an interest. And the thing about it is, when you're always interested in a sport, it's always there, and it always gets you out, isn't it, really?
Oh, definitely. You know what I mean? Well, look, I suppose when you finish playing for the county, you'll go back and you're going back playing with your club, you know what I mean? So the club is always there, even, you know what I mean, whenever the day comes that you retire from playing county, you're going to be playing with your club. Like, I'm lucky enough to have a very, very successful club, Ryan Brews, you know, and, you know, we have a great bunch of players, like, and they'll always be there for you, like, and, you know, I think club is extremely important as well, and, you know, that's the biggest thing about football, your friends that you make. And, you know, when you get a chance to catch up with friends and old friends from sport and stuff as well, like when you get a break come October, November, December.
Maria, just looking at other counties and other players, who would be the toughest opponent you've ever marked?
Now, it's a tough one. A lot of them, Geraldine. There's a lot of them. But
or who would you really rate and admire?
Okay, I suppose I'll be looking at Waterford players. Michelle McGrath there, Hopper McGrath, consider her an excellent defender, and Gráinne Keneally there, marked her a number of times over the years. Tough and tenacious, hard, tough women. Look, there's loads of players like you'd mark over the years. They're just two, I suppose, to stand out to me, that they're very tough, tight defenders, like, and hard to get room out of. That's two that come to mind now. I'm trying to think. Let me see. Look, there's loads of different players, I suppose. At the senior level, when we played at senior level for a few years, you know, we met some very good teams. And met some very good players. I remember playing Tyrone that year, and, you know, Jimmy Begley was unbelievable that year in 2010 that we played against them. And, you know, it's testament to her that she's still going as well this year, and she lined out for Tyrone in the All-Ireland final. There's loads of players you'd meet over the years, but definitely those two Waterford girls are hard to get away from.
And just to, something that's, I suppose, a lot of talk about at the moment is the Gooch and his testimonial. He's getting a lot of critics and he's getting a lot of supporters. Have you any opinion on that? Or?
Oh, he'd be a massive supporter of the Gooch, and I think fair play to him. And you know what I mean? I don't think people should be criticising him. He's after giving his life to Gaelic football, you know what I mean? And I'd be a big, big fan of the Gooch. You know, I think he's dead right to go ahead with it. I don't think why anyone would be against it. It's not as if he's taking anything away from the GA, you know what I mean? It's a totally different thing. It's businesses that are kind of going to support him himself, and you know, he's given some of the money to charity and back into the clubs and everything. So no, I'd be a big supporter of Gooch, and I think, you know, he's dead right and to keep doing what he's doing.
Fair play.
Next year, Mairead, the hurling and football final in men's going to be in August. So that means that if the ladies' calendar goes the same way, you'll be the only finals in September. Is that something that the ladies can really get out there and really market well and push that they're the only Gaelic games finals on in the month of September?
Yeah, I think that they definitely could market it. Like, I don't think it's going to make, you know, too much of a difference, only that it will help, you know, the club structure, I suppose, that they'll have time in September. But I think, you know, whether you're in All-Ireland and whether it is August, September, October, you know what I mean, your loyal supporters, they're going to support you and they're going to be there. But I suppose the main thing it's going to support and help is the club structures within the counties. Yeah, I think that the ladies football could definitely market it, and like they're really after improving with their marketing skills over the years, you know, so it's another thing they could use in our favour.
You've been a loyal servant for a club and county. If you had to give words of wisdom to some girls, new girls coming on, or some girls that are starting to play the game, what would you say to them?
Just, I suppose, you know, there's going to be a lot of ups and downs, you know, in sport. And I suppose, you know, sport is fantastic. Like, whatever sport you're playing, whether it's ladies football, basketball, camogie, soccer, rugby, whatever, it's just so good for girls to be playing a sport. It gives you so much self-confidence and self-belief that sometimes girls don't have, get as easy, you know, doesn't come to them as easy. And you know, the friends that you make throughout your years playing sport are friends for life, and they're so loyal. And you know, it's just a fantastic bond between players. I just think, you know, there's going to be ups and downs in sport, and you learn from that, you know, and you grow mentally. You know, it's excellent for mental strength, and you can bring that across into your career and into your study and whatever else you're doing in life. You can use the skill set that you gain from playing sport, you know, in other areas of your life. I think that's a very strong point. Yeah, I just think it's such a healthy hobby as well, you know. You can enjoy yourself, but you can still be train hard and be very healthy, and you feel good and feel fit about yourself. I just think sport is, you know, I can't say enough good things about being involved in sport all my life. Like, and I would just encourage girls to keep it up, and you know what I mean? And, you know, I suppose the age, you know, 13, 14, 15, that's the age when girls seem to kind of drop out a bit. But I just think that, you know, parents and everything should try and encourage them to keep it up those years, because I know so many girls that have given up during those teenage years, and then when they hit 22, 23, you know, all they want to do is come back, but then they find it too hard to get back, you know. So I just think it's very important that those years are really important to stick at it.
I'd say there's so many people listening to that nodding their heads. Even myself, I kind of regret I gave up in 50 year, and I kind of regret giving it up.
Yeah.
Mairead, I just want to ask one more question. If you had to change one of the things about Gaelic, ladies Gaelic, or introduce something, is there something that you'd like done?
No, let me see. I suppose the first thing that springs to mind is the sin bin, I suppose. But I suppose that everyone says that. You know, I just think it can change a game, you know.
Mm.
You know, and it's not, sometimes it's not exactly fair, I don't know. You know, and when it's a tight game, it might be an All-Ireland final or something like that. You know, it might be only a small, not a major tackle, like, or nothing too dangerous, like, you know, and losing a player for 10 minutes can have a massive bearing on a game, you know. I just think that what's wrong with giving a yellow card, like, and a warning, like, you know what I mean? Why do you have to be sent to the line for 10 minutes? You know, I really think that the LGFA should seriously look into it, like, and they shouldn't be ignoring people any longer about it, like, you know, they should seriously look into doing something about it. Because, you know, girls are giving their lives, and teams, their county teams are giving their lives training and killing themselves you know, from the start of the year to the end, and for many, many years. And, you know, you could get your chance there, you could get to an All-Ireland, and all of a shot, it's all over, because one of the players, you know, might have given away two or three fouls or something, and all of a shot, you're down to 14 players. I just think, what's wrong with just giving a yellow card, like, you know, and the warning, and, you know, move on. And then, grand, if you do it again or whatever, you do something else that's not, you're not
a second yellow when you're gone.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, but I just think it's a bit harsh, you know.
Maria, you won the All-Ireland 2008, and again, obviously this year in 2017. But, you know, you had some ups and downs since then, and I suppose 2014 was a difficult year. Tip management, John Letty, made a very foolish decision to access a few key players from the panel, including yourself. That must have been a very tough time, and I suppose it got international papers and everything. And do you ever think about that now, or is it on the past? Or
look, yeah, it's different. Look, it's all in the past. Like, I suppose it is all in the past, really. But you obviously do, you know, think about it as well. I suppose we, a lot of us, like, you know, that had given a lot of time and effort to our county for the last, you know, number of years, like, lost out on 2 years of our playing career. I suppose at an age where, you know, you should be hitting the heights, like, you know. But yeah, it was difficult, definitely difficult. But, you know, we came back, all we ever wanted to do was play for our county, like, and, you know, we've shown that, you know, the last 2 years, I suppose. And the one thing I would say about it that it does bother me is some girls, you know, that were there at that stage and, I suppose, took a stand with the girls, you know, never got the chance to come back. Like, there was 19 girls, I suppose, at the time that didn't agree with what was going on. And, you know, some of those girls never got the chance to come back, like, and for various different reasons. You know, it wasn't that they weren't asked back afterwards, anything, just various different reasons, I suppose. And it just bothers me sometimes, you know, since winning the All-Ireland that they didn't get a chance to come back. And I just think that this cup is as much as for them as it is for the girls that are playing at the moment, you know.
That's true, because anyone that knows you, you know, and you've given your life to ladies football and even to Camogie as well, and, you know, even the style of player you are, you're given 100%, and you're full of heart. And it was great that you did stick it out and like that comeback, and you have the fruits of all your rewards now this year with the All-Ireland title again.
Definitely. Look, we just had to, you know what I mean? I think we just had to prove, like, to everyone, like, and I suppose it was difficult, like, at times, like, you know, because you probably do put a little bit extra pressure on yourself mentally, like, you know, that you need to even prove more, like, that this is what we wanted, and this is why we wanted higher standards of training, like, and this is, you know, the only reason is that we wanted Tipperary ladies football to win in All-Ireland, and that's what our goal was, you know what I mean, and that's why I suppose we had to, well, not exactly make a stand, like, it wasn't that we made a stand, it was that we were told we were surplus to requirement at the time, because we were asked our opinion on the training. And I suppose, look, we were asked our opinion and we gave our opinion and we felt it was inadequate at the time, like he asked a few of us. So, yeah, it was very disappointing at the time and very hurtful, I suppose. Yeah, it took us a long time, you know.
But I think the point there is that I suppose people don't realise maybe how professional ladies football is and how serious, you know, someone that's not involved.
Yes.
So someone coming in thinking maybe that Asher,
it's grand, like,
not as
yeah.
serious as the men's, or it's not as professional, and you don't need to have. But like when you talk about the management team you had there, Alan O'Connor, you know, he was strength and condition with the minor footballers, and you know, and the sacrifices that you make, and you know, it's almost professional.
Yeah.
Like, you see Dublin ladies football. Oh. I mean, you know, if that's
100%.
The standard you want to get to, like, it has to be professional.
100%, yes. There's no point, like, in beating around the bush about it. It has to be, you know, a top standard training. You have to be, you cannot compete at the level that you want to compete at and be winning All-Ireland if you don't have the proper training done, like, and, you know, that was the main thing, I suppose. We knew that the level that we needed to get to, like, and we knew what it takes to get to that level, like, you know. And yeah, it has to be extremely professional. It is almost professional this day and age.
Very good. There must have been great celebrations afterwards. you know, what was like in the dressing room after you won and the celebrations, and you had a great reception when you came home on the Monday.
It was just brilliant. I suppose the initial reaction, was of unbelievable relief almost. You know, I know it sounds kind of, but it was just like, yes, you know, we've done it. Like after, you know, I suppose 9 long years waiting. You know, when you win, when you're young, you're so young in 2008, like, and you think, oh, sure, look, we'll be in GAA Ireland nearly every year. Like, you just have, you know, when you're young, you don't realise that this one doesn't happen as easy like as that. And I suppose I said that to the younger girls a few times this year, like, we need to take this now this year. We need to take our chance because it's not going to happen every year. Like, well, you know, hopefully it will, like, but it doesn't come that easy. And I suppose, yeah, the feeling of initial relief and then just absolute delight, like, at winning and, you know, meeting your family afterwards and meeting other supporters. It's very emotional as well, like, after all the work. And the time, you know, you've put in over the years. We had a fantastic homecoming in Art Finnan, our captain Samantha Lambert is an Art Finnan woman. And, you know, we had a fantastic night in Art Finnan, an absolutely massive crowd. We couldn't believe that there was a massive crowd there. And it was very well run by the Art Finnan Ladies Football Club. A lot of credit due to Sarah Jane Burke, Barbara Moore and Claire Lambert, and also Peggy Kennedy. They put in a massive amount of work all day that Monday to get ready for the homecoming. So it was fantastic, and I will remember it forever.
That's brilliant, Mairead. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on Sports Girls podcast, to have an All-Ireland winner like yourself, nearly a legend of Tipperary ladies football and
a great woman.
As a Tipperary woman, it was a pleasure watching you and following you this year and watching all this success. And just thank you again for coming on, and to wish you the very best of luck going forward next year in Division 2 and up senior. And we look forward to following Tip Ladies football next year. Thanks very much.